You are out and about with Gene Salater, WHDD Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, and I am at the 15th annual Chili Cook-Off Daytona 500 Awesome Super Duper Chili Cook-Off Party, benefiting the auxiliary of the Millerton Legion Hall, and I am here with Linda. Oh, don't you escape, don't you dare. Linda, Molly, and Marie, say hello, everybody.
Hi, good.
Glad to talk to you.
Hello, folks.
15th annual. Ladies, congratulations. The room is decked out beautifully. You've got the black and white checkered flags streaming everywhere. You've got chilies. You've got a raffle table. You've got hot dogs for sale. And what I'm most interested in right now is the dessert table. That looks amazing. Talk to us a little bit, Linda, about leading up to this event. What's involved in organizing a successful party like this? Because this is big.
Well, it's teamwork, teamwork, and teamwork. The ladies plan this for months. Of course, it is a 15th annual event, and so we kind of have it down more or less. And so a lot of the area businesses are glad to donate to the Legion Ladies Auxiliary, and a lot of those repeat from year to year, just happy to support the Legion, and we're happy to have the support of the local businesses. This year, we're also Lime Rock Racetrack came on board with us, and they're donating a pair of weekend passes, so we're very excited to have that, in addition to golf packages from both Copay Country Club and the Under Mountain Golf Course. So like I said, it's a lot of teamwork and local businesses pairing up, and so it really does make a great event from year to year.
It really is. I look forward to it every year. I've missed it for a year or two now, but I'm happy to be back. Molly, you're on the front lines there. I see you. You're all over the room. You're at the registration table. You're everywhere. What you got going on today?
Well, like I said, the dessert table, lots of things to raffle off, all kinds of prizes, things for ladies, things for guys, things for NASCAR lovers, things for people who aren't so into NASCAR. Northeast Ford donated our top cash prize, so the first place winner is going to get $100 in cash, $75 to the second place, $50 to the third place, and then there's our People's Choice Award, where everyone who attends gets to vote, and they get a trophy.
Awesome!
Yeah.
And Marie, talk to me about what's Marie's involvement in all this. Are you enjoying the chili?
Well, I think the best part of the day is the camaraderie that you have here. You get to come in and you see people from that surround the Millerton area that continue to support not only the auxiliary, but they're also supporting the Legion at the same time by being here. And we're incredibly appreciative of our community, not just Millerton, but a little bit of far too. I can't name all the towns, they don't come to my brain right
that's
now.
That's okay. We know who we are out there, right?
Excellent.
Yes. And I find the Legion to be a real anchor in this tri-state community. You know, Connecticut and New York, definitely. Berkshire County comes down a little bit from Massachusetts. But it's a beautiful facility. It's very welcoming. It's a great space. And it has everything here. You have a commercial kitchen.
That's because we're standing here talking to you. So we have everything here right now. Us.
You've got the hall, you've got a commercial kitchen, and you've got a full bar, and you've got parking, and you have the cook pits outside, and you've got, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. It's an amazing facility.
Well, we try to keep the men busy. But we're a local Red Cross shelter in the event of an emergency, if ever called upon. We have our pancake breakfast the first Sunday of every month, usually during the, you know, November to April, and there's all kinds of food functions that we have. You know, the sons do a lot of food events, the ladies, the men. I mean, yes, the camaraderie here is just great.
That's fantastic. Talk to me about an upcoming event or two, because this is going to air. So today is Sunday the 17th, the Daytona 500. This will be airing this week. And talk to me about what do we have coming up, a food event or other like the event for our listeners at WHDD Robin Hood Radio. Let them know what's coming up on the horizon here at the Legion.
March 3rd is our next pancake breakfast, and the last one will be in April, which the date, but it's the first Sunday in April, and then we're done until October. But it's three different kinds of pancakes, eggs any way you like it, sausage, bacon, hash browns, toast. I mean, you just can't possibly walk away hungry. Most people carry them right through lunch, and even some don't even eat dinner because it is really a full meal. So
Wow.
And we usually serve anywhere between 130 to 180. I think 2 months ago we did close to 200. So
excellent.
And we're here rain, shine, sleet, hail, doesn't matter. We're here cooking your pancakes.
Awesome. Well, it's a good space for that. You don't. It's not a weather dependent. Thank you, Marie. To get some eye contact on that.
I think I'd like to comment on the fact that both the Legion and the Auxiliary do scholarships. And they actually solicit young men and women from our local high school to go to Boys State and Girls State, which takes place at the end of June. And I know the women, the Auxiliary, have already gone out and gotten their candidate. And the Legion does that as well. Now, the Legion is a little bit larger than the Auxiliary, as we all know. And it's good to know that the Legion does have funds for scholarships for men and women in our local area who are considering going on to higher education, college.
That is
excellent. Whether it's a community college or it's a four-year college, there are applications. And they have to contact the Legion for that.
Okay, any chance you have that information off the top of your
head?
No, they really
need to call the Legion and for that kind of information. Those are applications that are rather specific.
Okay.
But there are funds out there, and people need to know that.
They definitely do. So that this is the Millerton Legion post
178.
Post 178 Millerton for scholarships,
and then we have a Facebook page too. They can contact the Legion through the Facebook page.
Oh, that's a good way to go, because I think most people listening are probably dialed into social media. It seems to be the way to go these days.
So make sure you like the Legion Facebook page, because that's where we have all the upcoming food events. The next big food event probably is going to be the Harlan Valley Rail Ride, where we have like 1,500 bikers. So whoever's registered for the bike event, the Legion does all the food catering
for that. What's the date
on that? It's the very last Sunday in July. So that's the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Legion. And all hands are on deck, the sons, the ladies. All the guys, so...
Okay, so if people want to help you out, if they want to be on the front lines, you know, grilling and cooking and doing whatever, how do we get a hold of...
Check the Facebook. Yeah, the Facebook page is probably the best for contact information, and then we'll have everything posted there on the Facebook page.
Okay, so it's Facebook/ Millerton Legion, post 178.
I'm sure if they Google any of the American Legion post 178 or Millerton, they'll find it.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. Ladies, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate your efforts on behalf of this community. Thank you so much. I am still here at the Chili Cook-Off. This is the 15th annual, benefiting the Legion, the Auxiliary of the Legion Post 178 in Millerton. And I have the awesome honor of interviewing an interviewer. I'm here with Caitlin Lyle of the Lakeville Journal. So this is kind of fun for me, because one of my roles is president of the Tri-State Chamber, and I'm working for one of our sponsors, WHCD, and I'm interviewing one of our sponsors, the Lakeville Journal Company. So it's all coming full circle. Caitlin, say hey to the many listeners at Robin Hood Radio.
Hello, this is Caitlin Lyle speaking. It's a pleasure to be speaking on behalf of the Lakeville Journal Company.
Nice. You cover what territory for the Lakeville Journal?
Well, basically, I cover a little bit of everything from Amenia to the Weebatuck School District to Millerton to Pine Plains, sometimes a little bit of Dover, and sometimes a little bit beyond that.
I can attest to that, because you are everywhere, and you're very good at what you do, and you do it with a smile. And I love seeing when you've done anything for us, for the Tri-State Chamber or whatever, I love seeing the article, because you're a very good writer. Where'd you learn all that?
Well, I can't really attribute it to one person or one site. It's just something that's been built over time, and certainly mentored with my mentors at the Lakeville Journal Company and with my editor, Whitney Joseph, at the Millerton News.
Nice. So specifically, you write for the Millerton News.
Yes.
Now, how does it work? How do you get assignments? How do you sniff out your stories?
That's not exactly an uncommon question. I get that a lot. It's a little hard to explain, but basically, sometimes people are kind enough to send stories my way, and that's always great because it gives me a good idea of where my week is headed and what's coming up and what's important. But every once in a while, I'll have to do a little digging myself, town websites, library websites, community flyers, anything that's posted, and take the lead on it, suggest it Whitney, and she sends me on my way.
Nice. So that's a nice teamwork thing that you have going on with Whitney.
It really is. I got a lot to thank her for.
Caitlin, how many miles do you put on your car in an average week? That's quite a territory you have there.
Well, it's completely worth it. When I first started with the Lakeville Journal, well, the most I had was a bicycle, so this is it's a great treat to be able to drive my own car and basically cover all this ground by myself.
That's great. You grew up locally. Let's talk about where you were educated, where you went to college and such.
All right. I grew up in Sharon, Connecticut. I still live there today. I graduated from Housatonic Valley Regional High in 2012 and then moved on to complete my bachelor's degree in English at Central Connecticut State University, where I graduated May of 2017.
Awesome. And are you aspiring to earn that master's that you just sort of kind of mentioned, hint, hint?
Oh, I'm afraid not. I think the extent of my academic career is done for right now, but you never know.
That's right. Keep that door open.
It really is true.
So you're a young person who chose to stay in the area.
I did.
I'm proud of that, and we're kind of working on getting some stories about that together in the future, and I want to team up with you because, you know, those stories need to be told. We've got young people who decide to stay here, and they're having a good time, and they're making it work.
It's true. You know, to be perfectly honest, when I came back to the area, a lot of people asked me, why would you want to come back after getting a little experience at college? But there's something nice about working at the Millerton News because it's familiar. My first job was in Millerton, but I also get to cover all this great territory that I've never been to before. And it's just a treat because you travel through all these places all your life, and there's still so much to uncover. All these businesses, all these different stories. It's a real treat in itself.
Caitlin, you're awesome. I'm just going to say that. All right, so without giving away the whole kit and caboodle, what's your line for this chili cook-off? Because it's filling up in there. There's, you know, checkered flags everywhere. The race is about to start. What are you going with for a theme for your article? Because this will come out, the radio interview will come out before you publish, so.
Well, I can honestly say it's my third year covering it. It's always a pleasure to see people coming together to support their local.
And it is Sunday the 17th, and we are here with two judges that are left standing after what I'm going to say is a whole ton of chili. Very proud of these men and women, and we're going to start with Greg. It's going to be a little bit of a singles ad, ladies, so pay attention. Ready, Greg? Go. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, how you doing? I just enjoyed several cups of chili, and it's been a fine day. And
what were the discerning factors of your top three picks? What were the specific, how would you describe your favorite one?
Well, the favorite had very nice chili taste. The cumin had several beans in it, I believe. Nice texture. A little bit of spice.
All right. Was it one of the hot, the medium, or the milds?
I think it was advertised as a medium, but it had a little more heat than that.
All right. Little kick at the end. And then what dropped number two to number two and number three to number three?
Well, I liked number two, but it had, I thought, they put cinnamon in it, and it seemed a bit heavy-handed in that.
Oh.
And so it was still tasted good, but it had a very strong cinnamon note to it.
That sounds disappointing. I don't think I would care for that. But I'm going to let you be the judge because guess what? You're the judge. All right, and number three, couldn't quite pull it off because...
Well, number three, all three of the judges liked, but it had a very strong vinegar taste to it. We thought they used pickled hot peppers, so that's kind of why I dropped to three instead of two, because it was...
All right, I think I'm familiar with what one you're talking about. That was one of my favorites. And we're going to hop over here to Miss Kendra, whose last name will remain anonymous until the competition is over, because it's a long walk to the parking lot on crutches. You don't need crutches again. Kendra, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Miss Jean.
You have cleansed your palate over and over and over again, I see. Are they treating you well here?
Fact that you didn't say over and over and over and over and over and over again was very polite of you. Yes, you can't eat chili without washing it down with a beer, right?
Or ice cream, as we like to say on the radio.
I mean, that's what I said, no? What did you hear?
So we're all missing NASCAR Dave because this is a NASCAR event. There's black and white checkered flags everywhere. It's a very, very festive room.
NASCAR Dave.
NASCAR Dave. You know, see, Greg, you know NASCAR Dave.
I do.
Who doesn't know NASCAR Dave? But
I don't
he
know.
Is.
I know of his fame over the radio.
Uh-huh. So you're a WHDD listener.
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally. What's your favorite time of day to tune in?
Your show.
Nice. I don't have one, Greg, but that was an excellent answer. That was an excellent answer.
You can tell he's a married man. Yes. Yours. You are correct.
Wow, that was well done. If anyone is interested in the podcast, it's Out and About with Gene Salater. It's not a podcast. It's on demand, rather. On WHDDRobinHoodRadio.com. Are you full from all the chili that you've tasted?
Satisfied.
Satisfied?
Yes.
They've added a new thing the past couple of years in that they're selling hot dogs for $2, which is a fun thing. They're actually really good hot dogs. There's two different kinds. So if you need a, I think it's called a shorty or a skinless, that's available here too.
So you can buy a hot dog. And then come over to the counter over here and put a little chili on it.
Smear your favorite chili right on top.
Sure.
It's for real. No, it's a taste of summer. I always like a hot dog in the middle of winter. I really
and then maybe
do.
Maybe one of those tall glasses of ice cream.
Correct, Greg.
Wash it down.
We all enjoy ice cream with our chili, don't we? Look around. There's lots of ice cream, empty ice cream cones on the table as we speak. Hey, we have a new person joining the table. It's Lori. Lori, how are you today?
I'm quite fine, Miss Jean.
Are you enjoying your chili?
I am.
You gotta,
it's hard
you
to
gotta
make
lean
a selection.
In. You gotta lean in and speak
it's
a little bit.
It's hard to make a good selection.
Are you struggling with your vote?
I'm struggling.
You still got the coin in your
but
pocket.
But I know,
just
I just dumped
sure.
it.
You can't commit. Oh, you did?
I did.
What number?
Did you toss your coin?
Does it go one from that way? One from that end?
Well, they're
okay.
not really
one
in the quarter,
there.
But yes.
I did. I was tossed between one and three, and I hit three.
All right. So we don't really know who owns anything, but we're maybe probably going to find out in a little while.
We all have red faces, but our noses are bright. Eating so much spicy chili and drinking beer.
It was a good array
ice
of
cream.
Chili.
Ice cream.
Eating ice cream. We're drinking ice cream.
Do you prefer Bud ice cream or Coors?
I like Bud Light flavored ice cream. Molly, come say hi. We're still on the air here. Yes.
Molly, did you guys get enough chili?
Yes. Can you tell by the cups?
I can.
And here's what's interesting. All of the cups are empty for the most part. The judges didn't just taste. They annihilated their collection.
Yes. We actually tasted some of the chilies at least 5 to 6 to 7 different times. Went back and forth. And it was unanimous between the three of us on the winner.
Fascinating.
So we should awesome. Leave. We should leave now.
Oh, Greg, you're new to this. If your car isn't running and pointed out, you're doomed.
I have remote start. We're grabbing the keys now.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for volunteering your time to pig out on some chili for a great cause. That's really important. This place is amazing. This auxiliary works so hard to do so
and
many
have
things.
Have we told them what the cause is?
It benefits the auxiliary of the Legion, but you can elaborate on that.
The Women's Auxiliary for
yes.
the American Legion.
Yes.
Very nice.
Technically, I was corrected earlier that it's the auxiliary because they're not allowed to say ladies because it's 2021 or what year is it? 2019. No, I don't know.
How much ice cream did you?
Jesus, the chili went right to my head. Anyway, it's all great.
Too much room raising.
It was here. And speaking of, go to the dessert table. You can bid on dessert.
Oh, yes, there's a silent auction.
Holy guacamole, that
yes.
looks amazing.
Snickerdoodle See? Cake.
Yeah,
the
lady finger cake. It's beautiful. I want the cannoli cake.
Holy cannoli, Batman.
Holy cannoli, Batman. Greg, we like you. You're fun.
Yeah, you like me?
Yeah.
You're the
you
only
do
one.
Like Greg.
She speaks to get in here, Garma.
Miss Garma.
For the poker run.
The poker run. See, everything comes full circle.
Right?
Right? Is this the same motorcycle event that we're talking about?
Well, probably not.
Probably not, but.
But let's talk about motorcycle events. Garma Waldron is here. step on up to the plate. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're excused.
Thank you.
Garma, let's talk about the poker run that's coming up the end.
Generally in August, sometime for the benefit of the country, Sunday in the Country food drive.
All right. And it'll be what annual?
Oh, 10th.
I 10th believe. Annual.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poker run for the Waldron Foundation, is it?
For
called?
David P. Waldron Memorial, whatever. But Memorial. It is what it benefits the Sunday in the Country food drive, which he was part of. So,
he was big time.
Yeah, and it's a fun day. It's a fun event.
It is. I participated last year for the first time, mm-hmm. and this was a hoot. It was a beautiful tour through all,
it's a different route each year.
Litchfield County, all the way down. It was south of Dutchess County, I think,
right.
and mm-hmm. came back up through and ended in Pine Plains.
Pine Plains.
Where there's a phenomenal pavilion and facility and all of that. It really, that was a dynamite day. I had never been involved in a poker run, and I'm hooked.
Right, and it usually ends up with a benefit, like for the food, buffet, and band.
Yeah.
So it's like you pay $15-$20 to drive your car and all this route, and then you come back and have this wonderful meal and music.
It's pretty incredible.
And it benefits the people that need our food drives.
Who came up with this idea in memory?
This was Mary Millette actually came up with the idea.
And she's been running this since.
Yeah, she tossed it back and forth with Dave McMillan, and then Mary came back with it. So between Dave and Mary, they've kept it going.
Excellent. Well, I can speak on behalf of the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. If that event needs help, give us a shout.
Perfect.
We're perfectly, suited to help with something so fun, so unique, so individual. Mm-hmm. And I think we're winding down.
Yes, we've covered a lot of territory tonight.
We absolutely have, and it's always a pleasure to see you and to see Kendra and to see the ladies working so hard. That means that I don't have to work so hard, but I can do incredible radio interviews. Linda's still smiling despite it all. You're always smiling.
And thank you, team, for continuing to elaborate on all these events and share the elation and the joy of what they bring and encourage more and more people to participate.
Thank you, Garma. That was so funny.
Heaven's sake.
Yeah. But agreement. No, it's super important. Well, you should get some kudos once in a while. You're here giving everybody else kudos all the time, but what you do promotes all of us for what we do. It's just huge.
Mm-hmm. And people benefit from it. And
That's what it's all about.
All right, well, here's to benefiting the peeps. All right, for WHGD Robin Hood Radio, you are out and about and over and out. Thank you very much, everybody.